Praise the Lord. Dear friends, today I would like to meditate with you on another episode from the Acts of the Apostles. Again, an episode of liberation from prison. Yesterday it was Peter, today we see Paul. Paul was imprisoned and miraculously he was saved. First I read from the book of Acts chapter 16 verses 23 and 24. After they had given them a severe flogging, they threw them into prison and ordered the jailer to keep them securely. Following these instructions, he put them in the innermost cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Another strange incident. Persons who were severely beaten up. And we know the Roman flogging was merciless. It could even break the bones. And Paul and Silas were severely beaten and they were thrown in the innermost cell of the prison and the jailers were keeping watch. Why were Paul and Silas beaten? Not because of any crime of theirs. The episode took place in Philippi. Philippi is the frontier city. The city is called Philippi because of the founder, King Philip II, the father of Alexander the Great. The city was founded in the year 356 BC. Later, it became a Roman colony. And it is there that Paul, for the first time in Europe, preached the gospel and had the conversion. He was staying at the house of Lydia. He spent a few weeks in Philippi and great miracles happened through the intercession of Paul. One of these miracles was the exorcism of a person, of a woman who was possessed by a demon who is supposed to have the knowledge of the future. And the masters of this girl were making great profit using this possessed person, the talents of predicting the future. But when Paul exorcised this person, she lost the capacity to tell the future and the patrons saw that their business was being ruined. So they became furious and they brought Apostle Paul and his companion Silas to the judges and they were condemned to prison. They were flogged and kept in prison. What did Paul and Silas do? They were singing and praising God. Strange indeed. Persons who were thoroughly beaten up, they were tired, and they were almost dying, but in the prison, they were keeping awake. Even at midnight, they were not complaining, they were not crying, they were praising God and singing God's praises because they were given the opportunity not only to proclaim the word of God, but also to suffer for that word. And the co-prisoners were so impressed by this singing, praising, joyful attitude of these people. And suddenly it happened. The earth shook. All the prison doors were opened. The chains fell down from the hands and feet of the prisoners. And they were free at midnight. When they were praying, God sends his angel. God intervenes in prison. When they think there is no hope, they are condemned, they are punished for no crime of their own, and they are hopelessly kept in prison, but God intervenes. It can happen in our lives also. We may have to undergo persecution. We may be condemned for no crime of ours. We may be misunderstood. We may be persecuted. But don't forget that God is with us. If God is with us, nothing can destroy us. Nothing can defeat us. All the chains will fall down from our wrists and the stocks will be opened and the prison cells and prison doors will open. The moment Paul was willing to accept the suffering and praise the Lord for his suffering, miracles happened. And the greater miracle was the conversion of the jailer. The moment he saw that the prisons were opened and still the prisoners were in, he came running and fell at the feet of Paul and asked, "Sirs, what should I do to be saved?" And Paul said, Believe in Jesus Christ, you and your family will be saved. So this is the result of that imprisonment. The sufferings Paul had to undertake for the preaching, for the proclamation of the word, for the good news, had the effect in the conversion. So whatever happens to us is allowed by God. And if we accept it with faith and confidence in God, that can lead to our own salvation and to the salvation of many others. Believe in Jesus, you will be saved. Amen. Thank you.